This is KZSU 90.1 FM. This is DJ Ramsey with episode 8 of my show. Hi, Kifak Sava. 8 episodes and I'm still on the air. Boy, am I glad to be with you today on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday afternoon, coming to you from Stanford University here in California and bringing you with me some goodies in 3 languages. That would be Arabic, French, and English. I hope you'll stay tuned with me from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock for such a wonderful mélange, which I hope will be wonderful. I'll also be speaking with a very special guest today on my show, the librarian for Arabic here at Stanford. David Giovacchini will be joining me in the studio, as well as many other surprises. So I hope you'll stay with me and enjoy the show called simply Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Sava.
كيفك سبا
كيفك انت ملا انت كيفك انت ملا انت.
And as you know, this show comes to you every week, every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. with me, DJ Ramsey. And I usually take you along a journey in 3 languages, the 3 national languages of Lebanon, and they are Arabic, French, and English, hence the name of the show, Hi, Kifak Sava. And on today's show, not unlike other shows, we'll be mixing it up a little bit and bringing you some music from the Arab world, from Lebanon specifically, and then music in English and in French as performed by artists that seem to be sort of Middle East centered. And the first bunch of songs will be specially dedicated to all the listeners that I've listened, that I've heard from this week. Very, very special and precious listeners in Amman, Jordan. Apparently, they've been listening to this show faithfully. And so I've chosen sort of a good mix, a nice set of songs that is dedicated specially to them in Amman, Jordan, beginning with a nice mélange of 3 songs for special people who are in love all the way in Amman, Jordan. Enjoy.
كسات الحب ما بتنسى نديما تعود أيامنا الحلوة نديما ظهور المرج هل حملت نديما
وحنتكلم وتلمس ايدي وغمض واحلم انا وياك يا نصيبي وقدري اديني فرصة العمر بيجري امتى حشوفك وحنتكلم وتلمس ايدي وغمض واحلم انا وياك يا نصيبي وقدري اديني فرصة العمر لسه في عمري أيام لسه لأول لمسة وآخرها
This is KZSU 94.1 FM coming to you from Stanford on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. You're listening to Nancy Ajram and other songs specially dedicated to my listeners in Jordan today.
حبيبي انا رد علي قولي من حبيبي
Wow, that was the first set dedicated to the people of Jordan. And we just heard Wael Kfouri and Nawal Zoghbi and a duet called Mean Habibi Anna. Before that, it was Amr Diab and a song called Usad Aini. And before that, that wonderful sort of tune that triggered even one of our listeners to call in, that was Imta Hashoufak from Nancy Ajram. And that's taken off her new album, N7. We began the show with the sort of lamentation by Hanin Ison Cubano called Arabo-Cuban Improvisation, though we only heard a section of that. And we are with you at 4:20 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM. We're streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And as I promised you, we have a wonderful, wonderful guest today in the studio who's just arrived, and I'll be speaking with him very shortly. Mr. David Giovacchini is with us in the studio, and we'll be talking to us about some of his passions. I've known David for a while, and I'm sure you will be fascinated as well as enjoy some of the music that he's brought with him today that, of course, directly relates to the Middle East. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. The Stanford Blood Center supplies patients with more than 100,000 blood components per year to help save lives. They rely on community donors like you to accomplish their mission of making sure blood is there when needed. All healthy, eligible individuals are welcome to donate. For more information, call the Stanford Blood Center at 650-723-7831 or visit bloodcenter.stanford.edu. That's bloodcenter.stanford.edu. And so we're going to go right to our wonderful guest. Welcome to the studio, David. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Yes, thank you, Ramzi. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much, David, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I actually played one of your compositions on an earlier show back in my, you know, trainee days.
I heard it.
You did? Did you feel proud?
Yes, of course.
But for those of you who don't know, David Giovacchini is actually the bibliographer and the librarian for Arabic here at Stanford. And I've met him many, many years ago, and he has been a fantastic colleague and a wonderful friend, and always brings us such joy through the acquisitions that we get at Stanford through the years. But maybe not too many people notice that David is also a musician.
Yes, one of the things that I have brought to Stanford, to a program at Stanford, is to collect in the arts. So we collect from the Middle East. We collect, you know, traditional arts, Islamic arts, but we also collect modern art and films. We have a huge film collection now, which all, by the way, is available in Media Microtext.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, and not all of it, I'd say, but about 80% of it is available. The rest of it, if you want it, you just let me know and you'll get it.
Oh, wow.
One of the most important thing for me, I think, has been the collection of music. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about the Archive of World Music, but they've got a lot of territory to cover.
That's true. That is true.
We just have North Africa and the Middle East, and so we have been buying a lot of music from these lands, both classical style music, shabi kind of music. We even have, rye, electro. We even have rap.
Wow.
From these places.
Arabic rap, huh?
Arabic and Turkish rap.
The world's getting smaller in some ways with all these cross-cultural intersections. And I think that's what my show's all about, David, which is why I wanted you to be here, because you actually don't mind mixing the genres in terms of music.
Oh, not at all. I have a project called Ali Nafs, which means people of the spirit, and in Ottoman Turkish, and it's a group where it was inspired by the work of Bill Laswell.
Wow.
Where he would take a lot of different kinds of things, free jazz, heavy metal, And mash it up with you know, Malian beats or Tunisian beats and vocalists from all over the world and put that all together into one big mash. I have to say one other thing. The other record that really inspired me was Brian Eno and David Burns.
Really?
My Life in the Bush of Ghosts.
Nice. If
without that record, that my stuff wouldn't exist.
But, I mean, was this something you've always been interested in, David? Creating music, is that a newfound venture of yours, or have you always sort of been gearing yourself that way or going that way naturally?
Oh, I've been a professional musician for about 25 years.
Wow.
I made two albums, several cassettes, did several tours. You know, I've been playing different kinds of music at different times. I think if you're an intelligent musician, you can't stay stuck in one place for too long, or you get dead to it. And I certainly want to learn about other things, and so I've moved around from one kind of music to another.
And absolutely, I mean, this Ahlen Nafs music, how would you categorize that? It's definitely world music, but it's also got a lot of genres mixed in there.
Oh yeah, it's world fusion, what they call world fusion these days. And the other thing I would say is that most of the loops you're going to hear on the track that we play were made by me. All of the vocal loops were made by me.
Wow.
And you can take them off of the kinds of records that I didn't say this, but you can take them off of the kinds of records that we buy for the Archive of World Music.
Right.
You can make your own loops and go out and do it.
Well, I think that's what they call sampling these days, isn't it? And
it's
a very, very legitimate way of sort of paying homage to some of these.
Yeah.
So the song that I think our listeners are dying to hear is going to be Shadow Dance, David.
That's it, Shadow
and,
Dance.
And what would you like to say about Shadow Dance before we play it?
Shadow Dance is one of my favorites because I like I really like the way the lute play the pattern that the lute plays against the Darabuka pattern.
Right. I think that people will just have to hear it to believe that this is actually the creation of David G. right here.
And I really like the singer too. I think she's a village singer, but she is very, very good.
Really? Well, let's have our listeners get a gander at this and hopefully sample some of this music. It's the Ahlen Nafs Shadow Dance. In Arabic, we said Rakhsat As-Salam, David.
Right.
Yeah, for those out there who speak Arabic. Here it is, and we'll come back, speak to David a little more after this. And then he is going to actually brought one of his favorite songs, not by him, but by somebody else that we will dedicate, I'm sure, to our listeners out there. But here is the Ahlen Nafs and Shadow Dance. Thank you. Wow, that was the Ahlen Nafs and a track called Shadow Dance. And I have the creator of the track right here, David Giovacchini, in the studio. It's actually quite hypnotic, David. You know, I almost forgot that I was hosting a show and I was letting myself go with the beat. What a beautiful, beautiful composition.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the purposes of a lot of the music that I make is to create an atmospheric or trance state for the listener. A trance being, of course, something that's much stronger, and an ambient state being where the state that you're in is subtly changed somehow. The atmosphere in which you feel yourself is subtly changed by the music. And that's one of my purposes in doing this.
Absolutely. And I think it also has sort of a healing quality. I mean, if you're having a stressful day or something and you listen to this kind of music, it takes you away, makes you temporarily forget.
Or you could just dance to it, right?
I wish the studio was a little larger, David. I would have begun to dance to it. But David, you were also mentioning to me or reminding me that the last time we sampled some of this music and played it was at the Library Open House in the fall, and you will do that. You will sit out there and play the music for people walking by. And I remember how people were coming up to us and asking us, where is this music and where does it come from? Is this a yearly tradition?
Yeah, for the past 3 years they've had me out there, but playing the music for the open house, which usually takes place in the fall. I haven't always done the Ahlen Nafs stuff that I did this year. For the past couple of years, I actually had a live band, and we were doing more Middle Eastern free jazz, if you will.
Nice, nice.
Because I also play a lot of these instruments, and a lot of times when I need a loop that I can't find, I make it myself.
Wow. So are there, you know, any kind of upcoming events you'd like to talk to us about, David? Where can people maybe hear you or find you?
No, I'm sort of a man of mystery right now. my playing goes, my partner had went off to school, and so I've been kind of laying low. For the most part.
Well, that's good, but your music surely is not laying low. It is going on KZSU regularly.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoy it. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. And I was actually gonna ask you to bring one of your favorite songs and artists. And sure enough, you didn't disappoint, David. You picked one of the Arab world's most famous male singers here.
Abdul Halim Hafez.
Wow. And the song you picked is called Baini U Bainak A.
What's Between Us?
What's Between Us? Ooh, I like that. I'll leave it as a rhetorical question, David. And do you have anybody you'd like to dedicate this song to today?
I'm going to go for the easy one and go for my wife, who's had it very hard lately.
Well, then this is for David's wife, as well as to all KZSU listeners out there who appreciate Abdul Halim Hafez, I would think.
This is from the height of his career in 1956.
Wow.
And it's from a movie called A Date of Passion.
A Date of Passion. Wow, David. Well, we'll listen to that, and we want to thank you so much for coming into the studio today, David. I know you're
Thanks
very, very
having.
Busy, and you came in with your beautiful music and your wonderful smile, and I'm always happy to see you. And I hope that you've enjoyed the kind of music that David brought, which really comes right into the spirit of my show, where we attempt to intersect the different beats and genres and try to take you away at least for a couple hours a week into the Middle East and the land of music. So here's Baini U Bainak A by Abdul Halim Hafez, taken from the album Mawaid Gharam.
I really like the accordion in this.
The accordion. Okay, well, let's make sure we listen to that. David, shukran, merci, and thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, David. Here is Abdul Halim Hafez.
Yeah! شغلك ايه يا ريت تقول لي عليك شغلت بالي ليه بيني وبينك ايه شغلت بالي ليه بيني وبينك ايه ليه ليه شغلت بالي شغلوني وفتوني بين وهمي وظنوني شغلوني وفتوني بين وهمي وظنوني بيني وبينك ايه شغلت بالي ليه بيني وبينك ايه شغلت بالي ليه 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 شغلت بالي تشغلني وتنساني وتطول حرماني تشغلني وتنساني وتطول حرماني بيني وبينك ايه شغلت بالي ليه بيني وبينك ايه شغلت بالي ليه 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 شغلت بالي
That was Abdul Halim Hafiz and a song called Beni Ubenak E, and that was a special dedication from David Giovacchini, who was my guest today. It went out to his wonderful wife and also to all appreciators, is that even a word, or connoisseurs of music. David mentioned to me that in many ways Abdul Halim Hafiz is sort of the Elvis Presley of the Arab world, and I agree with him. Very, very talented singer, but also an idol for many, many people. So thank you to David for coming in. Make sure you check out his music, Ahl al-Nafs. Check out the playlist that I've been compiling as we get on the air. I have plenty more of good stuff coming, including Omar Ofendam in a second. And I'll also be giving away 2 tickets during the show to the Aswat concert. And I'll be giving you details about what numbers to call and when to call in a little while. In the meantime, let's move right to Omar Ofendam and a song called The Arab Speaks of Rivers.
أنهار كثيرة عرفتها أنهار كثيرة أزلية كما العالم عرفتها أنهار أزلية تدفقت حتى قبل أن يتدفق الدم في شرايين البشر وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار فأنا بمياه الفرات استحممت حتى قبل انبلاج فجر الحياة وعلى ضفاف الكونغو بنيت كوخي حيث هللت بي مياه ليخفو من دلتا النيل العالي أشرفت وشيدت الإهرامات العظيمة وإلى شدو المسيسيبي استمعت حين مر بي لينكولن في دربي إلى نوانيس ومع الغروب رأيت أحضانه الطينية تتحول لكتل ذهبية لقد عرفت أنهارا أنهارا أزلية معتمة كما الغسق وروحي توغلت في القدم وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار.
This is KZSU 90.1 FM coming to you from Stanford. You're listening to Hi Kifak Sava. This is DJ Ramsey, and I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs, music, and guests that I brought with me today. That was Marc Lavoine and a duet with Sohad Massi. It was called Paris, and it was featured on both of their albums. Both Sohad Massi and Marc Lavoine included this wonderful track. Before that, we heard another track in French by Natasha Atlas from her album Moon Kaliba. We heard a song in French called La Nuit est sur la ville, translated Night is upon the town. And we began the set with Omar Ofendam and a beautiful, beautiful poem set to music called The Arab Speaks of Rivers. And speaking of wonderful people, I have another special guest with me. Michael P. is in the studio. He'll be talking to him in a second. And he'll be telling us, I'm not even going to tell you what he'll be telling us because I'm going to keep it as a surprise. Suffice it to say that Michael P. is a very special student indeed here at Stanford, and I'll be speaking to him just a little bit after this quick PSA. Spandana Foundation is a nonprofit organization striving to make a difference in the lives of underprivileged people in India in the areas of education, health, and basic standards of living. Spandana is run by volunteers and encourages all non-resident Indians to initiate social responsibility projects in their own native places with the support of Spandana programs. Learn more by visiting www.spandana.org, or you can email spandana@spandana.org. That's spandana@spandana.org. KZSU 94.1 FM. I'm in the studio with Michael P. Assalamu alaikum, ya Michael.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I am so happy to see you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
I haven't even told the listeners how we know each other, so you know they've probably been wondering, but why don't you solve the mystery for them?
Well, DJ Ramsey happens to be my Arabic professor.
Yeah, that, when I wear my other hat.
When you wear your other hat. And when I'm here, he's my mentor in DJing.
Well, shukran, ya Michael. No, but honestly, Michael, we've been working together now for what, a little less than a year.
Yep.
In my intermediate Arabic classroom, and you're, of course, I don't want to, you know, embarrass you, but one of the finest students that I've had the pleasure to work with.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm saying that, Michael, is that in addition to your amazing academic performance in class, is the fact that you yourself are not from any kind of Arabic background in terms of your family or your, you know, origin.
No, this is true.
And so what made you decide to take Arabic?
Well, growing up, I had a lot of friends that spoke Arabic, or they could read Arabic from the Quran. And I always thought the language was very beautiful. And so when I came here, I had already spoke Spanish a lot at home, and so I wanted to try something new. And I always thought the script was very beautiful as well, so I picked it up and stuck with it.
Well, so you grew up in like a bilingual household where English and Spanish were spoken?
Yes.
Yeah. And so did that make it easier for you to pick up Arabic as a third language, I guess?
I wouldn't say it made it any easier because it's a very difficult language, but I guess definitely the passion for languages growing up in a bilingual household helps with sticking with the Arabic and working hard at it.
Did Spanish help you in any way in terms of pronunciation? Because I hear you say your "ja," you know, like an Arab, but then I know in Spanish you have that sound as well.
Somewhat, yes. And I think the vowel sounds are very similar. And I know in Spanish we'll say things like when we want to say hopefully, we'll say ojalá. And I think in Arabic we would say o Allah.
Oh, wow.
And then, or like we'll say... there'll be other words like, I mean, we use L in Spanish and we use L in Arabic as well. So yes. There are some similarities.
I mean, so much. Like when you even think about, you know, words like alcohol and alcohol and, you know, algebra and almanach for, you know, the almanac. And I mean, these words still exist in English and in Spanish. And I don't know how many people know that they come from Arabic. How has your experience been so far in terms of learning Arabic? Now, this is kind of a difficult question to ask you considering your old instructor sitting next to you.
Right.
So I can turn the other way, Michael, and you can vent if you need to.
Right. It is a very difficult language to learn. But I do have to say that Ramsey is an excellent instructor. And I'm not just saying that because we're on the air or because he's sitting next to me. But he cares very, very passionately about whether his students learn or not, and that helps a lot. And also the way in which he teaches, it is a lot of work, but it does get you to learn the language quickly as long as you put the time in.
Well, thanks, Michael. But, I mean, in terms of your own experience, what was the most difficult thing that you've encountered? Was it the speaking? Was it the listening? Was it the Fusha versus colloquial dialect that we attempt to juxtapose in class?
Well, I feel like definitely reading and writing is definitely more at your own pace, and I enjoy that part because it comes a little bit more easily. But especially when you're speaking, especially with native speakers, and they ask you questions very quickly, or they slip into Amiya a little bit, or the colloquial Arabic, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to respond because you're thinking on your feet and you have to improvise a little bit more instead of having these, you know, prepared answers for standard questions.
Wow. And what about Arabic music, since this is, after all, a music show?
Arabic music is the best. This year I fell in love with Kulthum and Mashru Layla, so you know, I really like the Arabic music.
And this tells you what kind of student you are, Michael, because Kulthum and Mashru Layla, like, usually do not go together.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking
true.
About the most classical singer of all singers from Egypt, Kulthum, whose songs are, you know, compositions that last, you know, an hour each.
Right.
And then Mashru Layla, who are, what, this ultra-hip Lebanese band?
In their
20s. And so, I don't know, maybe they should remix Kulthum and Mashru Layla in one song. song.
I mean, as long as music sounds good, it's the important thing. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's all timeless.
Didn't you once call me, Michael, while I was on the air and you like wanted me to play an Om Kulthum song? I said, the whole show is like 2 hours, Michael. What are you doing?
This is true. We compromised, though.
I think I played like a remix of Om Kulthum for you or something. Right. Well, you know, today I was going to play a song. You asked me to pick like a song that's kind of, you know, in nice Arabic, it's in Fusha, which is pretty rare in modern Arabic music. And it's by this guy, Hani Mitswassi. Mm-hmm. And it's called Ya Lura Hubuki. But I know, Michael, that you wanted to dedicate this song. I don't know if you want to do it in English or in Arabic or in Spanish or, you know, which one of your identities you want to tap into. Uh-huh. But it's a very romantic song from a guy to a girl. Her name is Laura. And he sings this beautiful song about loving her. So you can, of course, substitute any name you want out there if you're listening. But Michael himself would like to dedicate this song to...
I think I'll take the safe route, and I'll dedicate this to my mom.
Oh, that is so sweet. It actually would work.
All right.
And a great lady indeed. So what do you want to tell her in Arabic, Michael? Let them hear your beautiful pronunciation.
Ya waladati... Ohobuki wa hada ganya laki.
Jamil jiddan ya Michael. Hani mitsawi wa yalura hubuki. Shukran for joining us today, Michael.
Shukran.
Anta mutafawwiq wa akhlaquka. كيف أخلاقك؟
عالية.
والحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
هاني متوسي يالورا حبوكي. أهلين.
الشادي وشهوة الأنفس